Hello, and welcome to the Euro Digital Partners Marketing Insights Podcast. During this time of unprecedented global crisis, we thought we would re-release all of our past episodes. We know it's a trying time for everyone, especially those working in marketing. But while you're working from home, we thought it would be useful for you to have something topical to listen to. We realize, of course, that we've been absent for some months. Rest assured, we're already beginning work on a whole new season of this podcast. We may change the focus a little, but we will continue to provide high-quality content that's both useful and timely. Now, without further ado, let's listen back. Hi, this is Sean Patterson, host of the Euro Digital Partners Marketing Insights Podcast. I had the opportunity to visit Oracle Corporation's Prague office today, October 1st, 2018, where I, along with others, had a riveting conversation about blockchain and its uses. A lot of people who listen to this podcast might not be familiar with blockchain technology, but you should be, because it continues to play a larger role in society, and I predict one day it will play a role in our lives to such an extent that we will not remember life without it. So, today's podcast is just a short excerpt about what blockchain is. I'll be pleased to share the full podcast with you all later, once it is edited and made publicly available by Oracle. Now, on with the explanation. I've seen a bunch of explanations, first of all. One that I really like is the analogy to a parking garage. If you think about how a parking garage works, we can see that there are some characteristics that are quite like how databases worked in the pre-blockchain era. So, for example, five considerations. Price. So some private company has built this parking garage, and they've built it exclusively for the purpose of parking. And, you know, there will be like a high rental fee built into this, and it's exclusively for parking in this garage. And then security-wise, if thieves get access to the door, the main door, you can easily get to any car in the parking garage. And then, of course, in terms of limit, we can look at a parking garage once it's built. You don't really expand it. It's kind of there. So let's say you have 200 car capacity in your parking garage, but then you need to build for 300 cars. Mm-hmm. You see this problem all the time in cities. So that's another challenge of pre-blockchain era. And then on the plus side, there's sort of this level of trust, because we take our car to the parking garage, the parking company is the trusted source, and they're responsible for taking care of our car, the security, reliability of that parking space. And then, of course, this is a centralized solution. So everybody has to go to this parking garage to park their car, or I guess in this case, data is a block of data is what the is analogous to the car. But then enter the blockchain era, and in this era, we don't need to store the cars in a parking garage. Rather, we can store them in garages at, say, people's homes, and people can rent out these spaces individually. So imagine we look at the same five factors. We look at price. Since people didn't build this second garage exclusively for renting out, it means that the cost of maintenance will be a lot less. The cost to rent that extra space will be much lower than if we were having to build a second parking garage. The security is also greater, because each car is locked in a different garage space. So as the number of houses grows, and assuming each new house has an extra garage space, the space to keep the cars will keep increasing. So we're increasing the network capacity. And then in terms of trust, since there's no central authority controlling these distributed parking spaces, we assume that there will be certain rules set by all the participating garage owners for renting out their spaces. And most importantly, I think it's important to note that blockchain is, again, decentralized. So all these parking spaces are distributed throughout the city. So we can consider it a sort of decentralized parking. Now, if we keep in mind that the cars are the data, and the parking spaces or the garage are the node where this data is stored, then we start to see a better, clearer picture of the potential of blockchain. And I think that's not a bad analogy.
So that's my concise and hopefully useful way to describe blockchain technology. I hope you found the explanation useful. Last but not least, After months of planning, I'm pleased to announce that we've launched a new marketing course. If you have ambitions to learn marketing and the tools we use to make our marketing great, head to simrush.beatyourcompetitiononline.com and try the course. Each day, you'll receive a lesson in your inbox. And included is a 60-day SEMrush trial. If you have suggestions for future Insights articles, or if you'd like to contribute to the Your Digital Partners Marketing Insights page or to the podcast, reach out to us at info@eurodigitalpartners.com. Please, tweet about us on Twitter, we're there at EUDigitalP, like us on Facebook, and follow us on LinkedIn. Subscribe to the podcast on Podomatic, or your preferred purveyor of fine podcasts, and mind our YouTube channel for some interesting video demonstrations. I'll try to post there some recent presentations. Thanks, and see you soon.